Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Host, Sammy P with you on a Tuesday. Lot to digest. Everything going on, NFL, college football, and, of course, Major League Baseball. We're bringing in our buddy Corby Craig right here on BetSweats. Make sure you follow him on X at Corby, B-O, betterodds.co. Corby, we were just talking some baseball, and Sam mentioned it a number of times on the show. I wanted to thank you. I'm like, you know what? Corby's right. It's Dodgers. Why are we messing around? You got to grab as much Dodgers as you can at a decent price. And you look now, they're odds on, man. You got to lay a price if you want to take the Dodgers one game into the NLCS to win the World Series.
Yeah, it felt silly going into the wild card. They were 6-1 to win it all. I talked about it to Sammy. I was like, what are we doing here? Even if you don't like the Dodgers, like, this team is an all-star team. Like, I mean, their 9-spot hitter is a guy who almost made it. Their A-spot is quite literally a guy who won the NLCS MVP last year. So, what are we talking about here? So it's interesting to see play out. Obviously, they had to play the Phillies. Phillies is a great team. And that was even though they won 2-1, it was a really good series. But inevitably, cream's going to rise to the top. Feel pretty good. I've been buying all year from preseason to current. And I've stopped now, Joe. I'm not buying the odds on favorite, but have some pretty good positions there.
Yeah. Were the Phillies a great team, though? Honestly, Paul, resident Phillies guy, told us famously on the show, the Phillies should not be favored to win the World Series. There was a time where the Phillies were 4-1 and the Dodgers were 6-1. And that was the point when you told us to just buy, buy, buy. If there was a bet to make right now for MVP, we just went over a couple of guys, and then we're going to talk a ton of college football here. But you got, you know, Freddie's 9. Mookie's 14, Teoscar's 15. You go a little bit lower. There's Will Smith at 40, Muncy at 50. Any of those numbers, Pahe's 50, any of those numbers stand out?
I mean, Will Smith is swinging a hot bat. Well, the issue is Will Smith is one of the most consistent just teammates. You know, he's going to give you a bloop single. I don't know if it's enough to win an MVP. I would say Teoscar still at 15 feels crazy. I think we talked about this on the the pre-playoffs at Teoscar 75 up to, I believe I heard Joe, you have 100. A 100. So 15, you're starting to get to the point where it's we're getting a little close here, but at the end of the day, he's going to be the 4-spot. He's going to be the 5-spot on a team who seems to be thriving off home runs. They're not giving up any runs. So a Teoscar home run could very easily flip a series in the World Series. Blake Snell is going to pitch 8 innings of one hit, no walk baseball. Like, a single shot home run might win you the MVP at this point.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's go to some college football. Before we dive into this week's slate, I was curious where you stand on just the big picture stuff. When you look at the national championship, I think we're finally figuring things out, where these teams actually are. It's Ohio State by themselves. Then you've got to pretty much double the odds. Ohio State, your favorite, plus 350 over at BetMGM. It looks to be one of the best prices in the market. Then you double it to Bama at plus 700. Then you get down to Miami, the third favorite. Indiana, the fourth favorite after what they were able to accomplish over the weekend. What do you think of how they stack up now? Ohio State, Bama, Miami, and Indiana.
Yeah, I think there's a couple fraudulent teams in that list. One of which not being Ohio State. I've famously on shows said my bold prediction was Ohio State, the national favorite to win the national championship. And I'm sticking with that one. Like, this team is great. So Ohio State, number one, not close. I still think 350 is probably a little light. I bet the 5-1s, I believe, 2 weeks ago. And in the last 2 weeks, have we been blown away by these other teams? Not really. You go to like an Indiana, I guess they just won the recency game. Like, they look great. Do I think that they have built a lasting ability to win a national championship? That's a hard thing to do. Like, especially the 12-team playoff, like, you're going to have to go through a lot of games. I'm not sure Indiana is to that nature yet. Miami, shout out Sammy P. We have some Carson Beck Heismans. I think that that's one that will steam up throughout the course of the rest of the year. They play nobody for the rest of the year. So, like, I mean, they're not going to lose a game. So I could see them being in the second spot. And then Alabama, of course, it's where I'm from, 20 minutes out of Tuscaloosa. I want to root for the Tide. But every time I watch this team, I think they have so many flaws. Like, even in the Missouri game, we watched Missouri win the EPA per play battle. Like, I'm not blown away. Jam Miller got hurt. If Jam Miller is hurt, that kills this offense. I don't think it's a long-term injury, but still just worth noting. I have Ohio State pretty easily the number one. And then number two, which is going to shock both of you. I was shocked this morning when I saw it. Again, these are just numbers. They pop out, and I just read them off my paper. Oregon at number two. Still, no matter the loss, I still have Oregon in the second-best team in the nation. So a little look ahead. I bet Oregon this week, and then I bet some Oregon national champ this week.
Yeah, that would be the time to jump in at 10-1. I mean, I've always thought you want to buy off a loss, especially considering they're likely going to get in. I mean, even if they lose one more game, they're still in. With two losses, they're still a playoff team. I love their roster. I don't know about the quarterback. I think we got a little too excited collectively about Dante Moore. Not Joe and I, but I think everybody was kind of cramming Dante Moore Heisman down our throats. And he's a fine player, but clearly, he's not going to win the Heisman Trophy. So I don't think 10-1 on Oregon is a bad idea, considering they were, you know, 5-1, 550 literally 3 days ago. So that would be a good entry point, I think, on Oregon. Are there any bets you made early for the coming Saturday?
Yeah, a little hindsight there. I took Oregon minus, I believe, 16. I see some 17s now. That would be fine. I mean, did we watch that Rutgers-Washington game collectively? Hey, Rutgers couldn't stop us three on offense. If we decide we're going to run the power eye, Sammy's the running back, they're not stopping us. So I don't see how they stop Oregon at a single skill position. I took Oregon. It looks like 17.5 now. That would be a little less fun, but still think it's the wave there. I just think Rutgers' run defense, I know they're like top, or they're outside the top 80 in EPA rush. This defense is just awful. Oregon is going to run the ball through their throat, whether that's short screen passes, whether that's from the traditional run. Like, I don't think Rutgers has any way to stop it. So took the 17 there, and then just some nasty ones. I laid the favorite on Florida State. I believe they're going cross country as well, getting, I think, 17.5, 18 versus Stanford team, who we talked about in preseason. Stanford, not sure they have two opposable thumbs on the team. They just are not a good football team. So, yes, Florida State's look bad, but inevitably they have the talent, they have the coach, and they like to run up the score. So 17.5 there versus Stanford team, who might lose to my UAB Blazers. Like, and we just lost our head coach. So this is just overall a pretty ugly season for college football.
The Notre Dame USC numbers up to 9.5. Feels like a lot to me. 9.5 total keeps on jumping. We're at about 62. Should be an absolute shootout. Fun game to watch on Saturday night. What are your early thoughts on USC Notre Dame?
Yeah, it seems really high. I would look into why maybe that is. I make this 5. So 9.5, really high. I actually lean towards the under, which is interesting. There's been a group that has bet Notre Dame unders every single game this year. I don't know how that's working out for them. I'm not saying that that's a good thing, but they have bet the under every single week. So I don't hate that my number leans under. But now having an opponent that is competent, like I've bet Notre Dame unders versus, say, a Boise State. But now with USC on the others, and I'm not running to the fence to bet that under. But the dog does look pretty interesting there.
That they, they're 0-6. They're 0-6, those unders.
0-6?
Yes.
Maybe on close.
Every game's going over.
We did win the Boise State game.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
It's the only one I remember.
The last couple. The first four were over, and then the last couple have gone under. You're correct.
Okay. Joe was talking about guys that scare you for Heisman, because, I mean, you know, Corby, we've got Beck. I also added some Simpson, and we were talking basically about who's going to hurt me, like who's going to kill me, who's going to put me in the coffin. And I thought initially Marcel Reed, and then Joe said, what about Maiava? And you look at their schedule, if they beat Notre Dame on Saturday, it really opens up for them. They have a big game against Oregon where even if they don't win, he can put numbers up. Maybe that's not a bad idea, Maiava, like to kind of buy some insurance off of the Beck and Simpson position that I've created for myself.
Yeah, the only issue you'll run into like with a guy like Maiava is the bias of the West Coast. You know, we've seen this for years. There's only been two USC players from at least my memory that's won the Heisman. Reggie Bush, who famously gave it back, unfortunately for him, and then Caleb Williams. And those are generational players. Like, is he a generational player? I don't know. Granted, it's 2025. Like, are people staying up for games? Are games being streamed easier? Is there more eyeballs on the USC games? Most likely, yes. But I do think that there is something at least to be said about this West Coast bias of, like, the primetime games are getting all the eyes. And the best thing you have going for you, Sammy, we've talked about this a million times. Who does Carson Beck play in the next – I mean, until the college football playoffs? It basically comes down to, is Cristobal going to let Carson Beck put up numbers? That's really the only question we have here. He's going to play nobody that is competent enough to stop that offense. So I think it's Beck's to win. I just don't think Ty Simpson is that good. Mendoza, like, great story. Maybe I'm too bearish on him. He's looked good. Reed would be good. And then Sayan, of course, I think Ohio State's best team in the nation. So it would make sense for Sayan to be good, but he started off so slow. Like, I think it would be tough to put up the numbers. Like, Carson Beck has done this every single week now. So I think it just comes down to, do you think Miami is going to let the Carson Beck Heisman Trophy take precedence in games that they blow out, or are they just going to rest him on the sideline? I think so far we've seen that he's going to play. So if you're someone on this show sitting at 27-1 Heisman, I would say that you're in a pretty good spot.
37.
He knew there was a 7 at the very end.
Yes, bless you.
Over the summer. Corby Craig with us, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Some of the sharper books have moved Georgia's 7.5. A lot of 7s out there. Now there's some 7.5. Any thoughts on Georgia Ole Miss?
I took some 7 with Ole Miss, so that's interesting. They moved 7.5. That's never fun. This is a weird one for me. It was like a little stingy bet. I'm one of those guys who, like, if you don't show up for the Washington State games, I don't care. I think that in an SEC environment where every single game's gonna be tough, even the Kentuckys can give you a sweat. I believe Kentucky covered against Ole Miss, like. They have to be ready every single week. So when Washington State comes in, they're 32-point dog. Like, I don't really worry that much that Ole Miss didn't show out. So I would say the market's probably overreacting to what happened. That said, you can't win that game by 3. Like, win it by 15, and it's like, all right, well, we weren't prepared. But I think this team is good. I think you get a quarterback change. The longer into the season you go, the better it's going to be. And that was just kind of a hiccup. So I would say I probably downgraded them a little bit on, like, all sides of the ball, but significantly less than I would assume most people did.
How challenging has it been to power rate North Carolina this year? I imagine it's not been easy. I mean, they're bad, but I don't think a lot of people thought they were this bad, giving you time to clickety-clack there. But, like, from a power rating standpoint, like, where did they start and where are they now for you?
Yeah, I don't have my season start. I should. I'm slacking. But I do have them. I like the dog this weekend. I will say, like, this is one of those teams that I would hate to say that, like, I blacklist anybody, especially betting. Like, if the number's right, I'm going to bet it. But this is one of those teams, like, it's pretty hard to know what they're going to do, like, at all. After probably week 3. Watching that Charlotte game, I was like, all right, I don't want to put real-life money on this team. The second I knew it was over, it was 2 weeks ago, Sam. College football game day, called in Bill Belichick. And they're like, Bill, like, how's everything going? Like, what do y'all need to work on to improve? Like, how do you feel about the state of the program? And I don't know if anybody on the show watched that. He said, yeah, like, we're looking good. We just need to work on a couple things. The running, the passing, the catching, the offense, and the defense. Oh, yeah, yeah. Got you, Bill. And then he proceeded to say the rest of the show, basically, like, we've never had a recruiting class. Like, we got in all these violations. Like, we haven't had a recruiting class. Next year's our year. Next year's our year. And as he's on game day, like, recruits are coming up. While they're warming up for the Clemson game, recruits are coming up. He's talking to them. And you can tell, like, he does not care about this team. He cares about, like, trying to turn a program around. Now, can he do it? I'd be a skeptic. But, like, after that, I have put a big X on North Carolina. If my number says bet North Carolina, I will not be. When your coach says that you need to learn how to do everything better, like, you're in a pretty bad spot. So I found myself betting some overs. Just think their defense really stinks. And then you're just hoping that they can learn how to pass, run, and catch.
Yeah, good stuff. We've got about 15 seconds of the other big games, LSU, Vandy, Tennessee, Alabama. Do you have any quick thoughts or bets on any of those?
I'm going to take you to the biggest game of the weekend, boys. Penn State, there you go. Iowa, 37 yes. and a half. What are we doing here? It's too low. It's too low. I know Drew Allen's hurt. I know the coach is gone. I know all these things. But last week it was 46 and a half. The look ahead moving 9 points. Wow. I took the over 37 and a half. I can't get there. It's going to be – I'm not going to watch it. It's going to be the worst game of the weekend, but technically primetime. So the over 37 and a half.
At Corby BO over on X. Make sure you follow him. Thank you, Corby, Craig, Joe, O, Sammy P. We'll talk some NFL Boys. Team futures next on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good stuff with our buddy Corby Craig. A lot of college football there. Maybe you want to consider Oregon. Even though the team's at the very top, you look at it after Ohio State, there's some enticing numbers there, but you're probably going to have to take down those very tough Buckeyes. And his thoughts on the Dodgers, good stuff. He's all over that team. Not saying you'd bet him now, but certainly worth taking a look, trying to find some other angles to bet Dodgers. Swing big on your next bet with an MLB postseason odds boost token. Use your token to net a bigger payout on a winning bet. One game today. We'll probably talk about it later on as we go through some of these numbers today here on Bet Sweats. How about some NFL team futures? We do this on Tuesday. We'll do awards coming up as well. Will Brinson, 11 a.m. Eastern. But Sam, we've got to talk about the Super Bowl odds because there's been a lot of movement. Not crazy reaction, overreaction, I don't think. But you look at the top five, you have all of these teams sliding around based on the most recent results. And we have to begin with last night because they're still on top, but it is really close. Bills slide back after back-to-back losses, okay? I thought this was worth noting. I don't think you want to run too far with it. I just thought it was interesting. So the Bills go off to a 4-0 start, right? And now they've lost two games. That 4-0 start, the four teams they beat, have a combined record of 3-21.
Ooh.
3-21. Baltimore, New York Jets, Miami, New Orleans. Obviously, that's a little flawed because nobody thinks the Ravens are going to be this awful all year once Lamar is healthy. But that was surprising when we make fun of the Patriots because they're playing nobody, and that is still the case moving forward. But the Bills haven't really beaten anybody yet.
I would hate to be fielding phone calls today on WGR. That would not be fun. We've all been there. We've all done that. Nobody wants to field phone calls after a bad loss. And that was a very, very bad loss, especially considering the Bills gave up 210 yards on the ground. That's a problem. Yet, here they are, still favored to win the Super Bowl. I think their ceiling is very high. Obviously, if we, as we've seen, though, their floor is very troublesome. I'm not wavering off my Super Bowl pick, though. And as we've talked about, I make one Super Bowl pick, not five. So I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to keep the Bills pick. Here's the problem, though. I went Bills over Niners. There will not be a warm body on the Niners in the month of November. Like, everybody will be hurt. Everybody will be on the gurney. It's tough, man. Like, Bills over Niners. I feel good about the Buffalo side, even though they just lost last night. I still think the Bills are good. I think they're going to be fine. Optimistic, of course. The Niners, though, they just keep losing important players. I don't remember a franchise over the last, 4 years that's been as injury-riddled as the Niners have. I mean, name me a team that's been more unlucky with injuries than San Fran.
Can't. Chargers?
No. Close, but not like San Francisco.
Yeah. Still 4-2. Still 4-2 on the season. But yeah, you know, it's going to fall apart. Fred Warner, like, that was another level. Bose is one thing, but Fred Warner, the captain of the defense, the guy that calls everything, like, now you're down both of your top two defenders. Like, come on. What else is next? Like, who else? Come. It was one thing with all the offensive players. Now the defensive players are going down. All of your impactful dudes. They're still, what, 25-1? Do not bet it. We are not suggesting it. We're just giving you the updated number. Yeah, 25-1 for the Super Bowl. See, the thing is, if you took the Chiefs for the Super Bowl, you don't need to move on to another team because you look smart right now because they win Sunday night over the Lions and they become the second favorite. They're right there with the Bills and the odds. So they go from 10-1 to 7-1, your second favorite. Packers win, don't impress over a bad Bengals squad, 8-1. Lions are the fourth favorite at 9-1. It's Sam, the Eagles are still in the top five for the Super Bowl odds, 12-1.
Why did I saw this yesterday? Why did Za'Darius Smith retire? Do we have any intel on that?
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, you didn't see that yesterday? I was like, whoa, that kind of came out of nowhere. He's like, oh, I'm just not gonna play football anymore. 17 hours ago. He just decided he was gonna retire midseason. Hmm. That's a huge deal for their pass rush, man. And they were kind of searching for answers on the pass rushing side. Here we go from Yahoo Sports. Za'Darius Smith announces retirement after 11 seasons in the NFL. Quote, I knew this day would come, but now that it's here, I'm feeling so many emotions I never expected. Who would have thought that a kid from Greenville, Alabama, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Midseason. Hanging him up. Midseason.
Wow. That was a question mark to start the season. And as we played, it's getting thinner and thinner over there. I'll just say it. The Eagles are not winning the East, okay? They're not. Based on what I've seen, can they turn it around? Can they look better? Yeah. I don't think they have enough, man. I don't trust this offense enough. Like, I'm not buying it. But so then you get Washington. They're the second favorite. They come out and lose at home last night, Monday Night Football to the Bears. Close game, end up losing. They don't have two of their top receivers. We all know the story. Who's winning the East? Who is it?
Giants.
Cowboys? We've named the four teams. It's going to be one of them.
3-2-1. Go.
Yes. I'll play 3-2-1. Ready? Let's play 3-2-1 again. Ready? 3-2-1. Eagles.
Commanders.
Jake, where's Jake?
Dead.
Bears.
Yes.
Saints.
Paul, why we're on the same page? Why'd you say Commanders?
It's a much of an Eagles fade. I think when healthy, the talent level is there. I think the defense there, it's not perfect. I trust Jaden Daniels, and again with the Eagles. That defense is leaky, and now, like, you don't want to read too much into the Za'Darius thing. Like, does it say anything about the locker room? I'm not going to necessarily go there, but it's a depth issue. They've been fugazi. Forget about the defense. I mean, that's got their own problems. Good half, bad half. Good half, bad half. Bad half, good half. Like, there's no consistency. I don't know if I can get there with the Giants right now. I mean,
No.
Jackson Dark, nice spark, and that D line, that front four, certainly legit. Cowboys, I can't do it with the Cowboys. So kind of processed by elimination. Best quarterback when you're talking about a pure thrower in the division? No, Dak, you're right. You're right. But I think, yeah, all pieces combined just lands on Commanders for me at a plus price, short plus price.
Right. The price is how you really have this conversation, because if we were going to say who's going to win the division, I think we'd all say, well, maybe not all of us, I would say Eagles. But then when you put the minus 170 next to it, you're like, ooh, no.
No, I would still say Commanders, actually.
Okay. I mean, I would say Eagles, but I wouldn't bet the 170.
Mm-hmm.
In order, I think I'd go Commanders plus 225, Giants 50-1.
Wow.
Eagles, Cowboys.
Giants
have, aren't doing this.
Giants go to Denver and Philly next.
You can wait on that. You can wait on that.
But they're not winning both. So
no, they're
probably going to lose.
They could win. Well, the fact that they just beat the Eagles probably hurts them in that rematch game.
And you hate the Broncos, which we learned yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Shouldn't be laying. No. That has been true since August. I have been saying that since August. Bo Nix should not be laying a touchdown on anyone in this league.
But nobody here bet on that. We're just, we see upside, right?
On the Giants?
What? Except for Paul. No, the Broncos.
Oh.
I'm saying nobody was laying 7.5.
No. We had them in teasers. I just love their coach. Like, their coach is special. I understand the Knicks stuff, though. It is funny, though. We're like, oh, you can't lay points with the Broncos. And then they, like, absolutely pasted the Bengals. Granted, the Bengals stink, but yeah, I mean, like, I'm not rushing to the window to lay over a touchdown with Denver. I agree with you, Paul.
Okay, let's play 3-2-1 AFC West.
Ooh, I
got the Chargers and Broncos 4-2. The Chiefs are 3-3. The winner of the AFC West. 3-2-1. Chiefs.
Denver.
Here we go. I love this game.
Now I'm just trying to piss Paul off purposely.
Here we go.
Have fun with that. It's never the Chargers, right? I mean, with all the hits, they're a mess.
And they're the second favorite behind the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Chiefs are plus 140. Sam's picked the Broncos plus 225 at BetMGM. I see a plus 250 out there. All right, Broncos. All right, Sam. I called you Broncos. Why is it not the Chiefs? We know the Broncos case. Why is it not the Chiefs?
Oh, no, it's the Chiefs. I was just doing what I do, just trying to stir the pot.
You got a chance. They're the third favorite, man. They have a chance.
I have no Broncos stock. I just, for the sake of 3-2-1, I just wanted to, you know, just wanted to.
This game is going to be so awesome when we go region by region in the tournament in March.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, my God. Everybody's on delay. Yes.
Yeah.
What other division? Okay, we've got to talk. I can't wait for Sam to just consume the content that is Boston later today as they sit with the Patriots in first place in the AFC East. That's real. It's a real thing. So I guess you have to have this real conversation. Of course, the Bills are still favored. They're both 4-2, but the Patriots beat the Bills, so they own that tiebreaker. The Patriots, you cannot find a 2-1 on the division. The shortest price I see on the Bills is minus 210 to win the division. Puncher's chance, or as the season plays out, we're going to see the separation.
Because of the schedule, of course they have a chance. And, you know, when the Patriots played Buffalo on Sunday night a couple weeks ago, there was a live number as the Bills were beating the Patriots on Sunday night. There was a live price on New England, 25-1. I know that because my buddy who works at one of the bars downtown sends me a slip and he's like, I just bet this. And he bet like $50 at 25-1. Just threw my pen. Don't know why that happened. But he bet 50 at 25-1. And he's like, if they win this game, they could do it. And I'm like, they're not winning this game. Of course, that was the day that I had Bill Survivor with the boys, the 108 boys. So I'm like, I'm not even having this conversation right now. And then the Patriots win. And the price goes from 25 down to 6 or 5 to 1. And then they win again the following week and the Bills lose again. So you look at the schedule. That's really important. At Tennessee, just fired the coach. Then you're playing Cleveland and Atlanta at home. Then you're at Tampa, which you could win. Then the Jets come to town. Then you're at the Bengals, home against the Giants. In that stretch, Titans, Browns, Falcons, Bucks, Jets, Bengals, Giants. I'm not saying run the table, but you're stacking a bunch of dubs there, Joe. No doubt.
Yep. So if you go to Tankathon and you look at the remaining schedule strength, the easiest. Okay, we go down to the bottom. Cincinnati's 31, second easiest schedule. Opposing winning percentage, 397. New England's is 308. That's an incredible gap. Massive gap. Jets twice, Titans, Browns, Dolphins, Bengals. Like, it's... they got two tough games the rest of the way. It's Tampa Bay. It's Buffalo. Buffalo revenge one's going to be tough, even though they're at home. And then it's the way Baker's playing. It's going to be difficult. Outside of that, I don't know, man. How many wins are we talking?
What's their record? 4-2?
4-2.
They're going over the win total. They just are.
Are they doing double digits?
I just rattled off Titans win, Browns win, Falcons, you could win. That's 7. At Bucks, let's call it a loss. Beat the Jets, beat the Bengals, beat the Giants. 12. You're at 10 already with 12. 4 to go.
Are we going to be at 12?
12 moon.
Like the Vikings last year. It could be.
And then the Ravens game is the big question mark. Like, what do the Ravens look like on December 21st? Is Lamar back? Is the defense healthy? I don't know. I mean, just asking out loud. That was the one thing that a lot of people looked at in the summer. Look at this schedule. If the quarterback can play well, the schedule is very manageable. And the quarterback has been better than expected, no doubt.
It's early, so you're not going to have any runaways, but there's some fascinating division races. You know, Bears won last night. I got to say, I don't know who's winning the North. No idea. No idea. I'm not saying the Bears are part of that conversation. I'm talking about the other three teams. Maybe we'll get back to that. Joe O, Sammy P, awards also next on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe O7P, a few other divisions that we want to talk to about. We'll get to that coming up, but a lot has changed, man, in this week when it comes to the awards market. Certainly worth discussing, and we begin with last night. We got a change in the MVP race as far as the favorite because Josh Allen lost again. Now they're going on bye, so it's going to be a few weeks where unimpressive stuff from Josh Allen, so he's no longer the favorite. There was this gap. We had talked about it. Should there really be? It's going to be challenging to go back-to-back, and he's out of that favorite spot. Good old Patrick Mahomes is there, 2-1. So it's Mahomes 2-1, Allen 3-1, Baker plus 350. That's your clear-cut top three in the MVP race. Any disagreement, Sam?
No, none. Mahomes before the Ravens game was 22-1. To win the MVP.
No way.
I know. Jeez. I know. I hovered for sure. Did not fire. That was the week that we did find ourselves. I think you did too. I know I did. I bet Chiefs plus, was it 2.5, I think, at home against Baltimore. You're like, that's a dumb number. Remember? Baltimore was favored in Arrowhead. You're like, that doesn't make any sense. So we bet Chiefs, and I wanted to get there. I'm like, I don't know. The offense looks janky. I don't trust them. They're not healthy. And then they dominate Baltimore, 37-20, I believe, was the final. And here you are a couple weeks later, and he's favored at plus 200, BetMGM. Kicking myself, man. I kick myself a ton. That's one I wish I would have just bet. I mean, like, but you see it and you're like, well, why? They're giving it to you. They want you to bet this at 22.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't bite that bait, and I wish I did.
Baltimore game, 270 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Jacksonville, they lose, but 318 yards. Sunday night, Lions game, 257, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. So 8 touchdowns, 1 pick in the last 3 games since he was 22-1. Amazing. Baker getting a lot of love. Going to be tough for him to beat those top two guys, but I understand why Mahomes is a favorite. You got to drop Allen a little bit now after a couple of games. This one shocked me. Just shocked me. I guess it makes sense a little bit. Man, I still wouldn't get it. I still disagree with this, and you'll probably think I'm an idiot because I'm holding the ticket. Dart is the favorite for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Abuka hobbled. We're waiting to see how serious the injury is. Dart is plus 125, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Abuka is fourth in the NFL in receiving yards, and Dart has passed him up in odds.
Only because of the injury. And I know some people that have some really good bets. Felica's got 32-1 on Abuka, and he's just crushed right now. Yeah, the group bet is not a happy place right now because he's got Abuka, Offensive Rookie, and Puka, Offensive Player. And they're both hurt. Whew. And what do? You know, you make good bets, you fire good numbers, and then guys get hurt. And I don't know how much time Abuka is going to miss. I assume he's going to miss some time. I mean, like, that's – don't think he's not going to miss time. But that's why the move happened, because Dart is healthy and Abuka is not. Everybody else, Genty 6, Warren 650, McMillan 9, Scadaboo 12. They moved Judkins out to 22, but really it's a move on Dart's brilliance so far. Maybe brilliance is the wrong word, but Dart's play. I mean, Dart has been good. He's made New York football exciting, at least on the Giants side of things. The Jets are not exciting, but that's it. Dart's playing well. Dart beats the Eagles. Abuka gets hurt. That's the move.
Man, that is a big move. There's a lot of speculation out there. I saw like one Twitter doctor said the earliest he expects him is week 10. That would be rough. That would knock him out if that's the case. But again, we're waiting to get word on the Bucs. So they go Dart, Abuka, Genty, Tyler Warren, Tet McMillan, Kroski Merritt, 45-1. Man, there's some good enticing numbers. Like, I don't know. Is there a bet there anywhere? So, like, you mentioned the Abuka number, how high he was. We talked about Dart before he was a starter. You could have got him at 35-1. The guys on top, you had some big numbers in season. So maybe that's a lot of time. That's the best time. Be watching these things week to week for sure. And then you got a chance. Judkins didn't get injured, did he, over the weekend?
I didn't see anything. I was surprised to see him at 22.
There's a 30.
I don't think he's hurt, is he? I didn't see anything.
He just didn't put up. He just didn't get much of a chance in the field.
Yeah, here's a story from SI.com. Kevin Stefanski explains its lack of Judkins against the Steelers. He was barely used in the week 6 loss. In week 5, he had 23 carries for 110 yards against Pittsburgh. He had 12 carries for 36 yards. So that's why.
Okay. That's an extreme move as far as I'm concerned. 1 week his usage is down and you're going to drop him. If we look at Cleveland moving forward, Miami, New England, Jets, some games. he could impress. Okay. I think that's pretty interesting. That number's way too high for Judkins in my world. All right. Speaking of new favorites, so we got a new MVP. We've got a new Offensive Rookie of the Year favorite. We've got a new Defensive Player of the Year favorite, Benito of the Broncos, plus 350. He's the favorite, but it's really close because Hutchinson and Parsons right there at plus 360.
Benito was unreal. And you look at the box score and you're like, oh, he only had one sack. He was everywhere. And again, I'm watching the game as we're doing Countdown to Kickoff. Nick and I are on this show together and you're trying to watch the game, but you're also like reading the market and trying to understand what's going on. Kickoff is 90 minutes, 60 minutes, 30 minutes away, whatever. And every time I looked up, Benito's in the backfield. And you're just like, wow, he changes so many plays because of what he does. And look, last year, Surtain won, right? Didn't he win? I believe.
Yes, he did.
So this is another Bronco that changes games with the pressures. What's so funny? What did I do?
No, it's just, it would be funny if they go back to back with different players. So best defense. A lot of times that's what they do with this. A team that is viewed as the best defense. Okay, who's the best player on the best defense? And they're going to be up there near the top.
Best defense in the AFC West, one would say.
Not Paul.
I don't think Paul hates their defense. He hates their quarterback.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. The Offensive Player of the Year is going to be fun. JT's your favorite, 2-1. Bijan, 4-1. Puka, third favorite. Despite the injury, plus 550. JSN also plus 550. CMC 8-1. After that, it's a free fall into the 30s, Sam. So the market's kind of saying it's going to be one of these five guys. Jonathan Taylor, Bijan, Puka, JSN, or CMC.
I have been watching a ton of NFL, as I always do. There have been at least four times this year where I've had a game on, well, maybe not four. Maybe it's three because I have his game log up right now. But there have been three times now where I've been watching a game and they go, game break. Oh, JSN touchdown. You're like, wow. Yes, like we bet him so many times last year to score. How many times have we bet a JSN touchdown last year and he didn't score? He's been unreal. But it's been the targets. They've been feeding him the ball. 13, 10, 9, 13, 6, 5. Okay, five's not big. But generally speaking, they're getting him the ball. They're throwing his way. And I remember, I'll never forget the bowl game when Olave and Garrett Wilson opted out to go to the draft. And we were all like, oh, let's bet the other side. I think it was Utah. I think Ohio State played Utah. I'm going totally off memory here. Well, Olave, Garrett Wilson, two NFL receivers, like, let's bet the other team, of course. And Smith and Jigba had like 300 receiving yards in the bowl game. Like, who is this guy? He was, and the receivers coach at the time said, oh, yeah, he's the best receiver. On a team with Olave and Garrett Wilson, he knew at the time that Smith and Jigba was the guy. It's great to see him getting the opportunity. They got a lot of trash out of there in Seattle, including Shane Waldron. It's fun to see JSN thrive. He's playing amazing football right now.
I bet him for offensive player. I'm mad that I didn't bet him for receiving leader. Because that's what I'm worried about. I'm scared. Okay, he has a great year, but he's not the offensive player because he just decided to give it to Bijan or Jonathan Taylor. That's my biggest
concern. In that game, 48-45, Buckeyes beat Utah in the Rose Bowl. Stroud had 573 yards passing. Smith and Jigba, 15 catches for 347 and three touchdowns.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous. He's been awesome, man. Darnold's been great. 116 yards per game through six games. 116, and that's the most in the NFL. Ahead of Puka, who's at 102.7. So, Paul loves him. He's ahead of everybody on that one. Big JSN guy.
Did I bet it? For OPOY receiving leader? No. I think I looked in like week two and he was already single digits or like 10 really? Or 12 or something for receiving leader. Yeah, because he got fed from the start. So by that point, I was like, well, I'll cheer for Joe, I guess.
I don't know why I didn't bet the receiving leader. It was 35, I think, compared to the 50, so I took the 50. Dumb. We'll see. Hopefully he stays in the mix. Been great so far. Any other awards we need to talk about? Anything else change? I'm sure Vrabel's coach. Your favorite for coach.
Yeah, Vrabel's got to be. I haven't looked at the coach odds, but he's got to be. Steichen, Vrabel, Cohen is your order right now.
You guys both mentioned Tomlin and Peyton last week. Anything there? Anything worth updating?
Tomlin got shorter.
Yeah, Peyton's going to win it.
They both won. Got shorter on both. Here come the Ben Johnson bets after last night. Joe O, Sammy P, Will Brinson on the other side. You've got the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.